Welcome to Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate. I'm Roland Archer. Today's Good News File comes from Carly. She and her family recently moved to Atwood from the city of Cambridge. The family has three young children, aged 7, 6, and 3. One night recently, their youngest woke up early in the morning crying and with a fever. He'd had a fever on and off all day. Not that high, she said, so they were just keeping an eye on the young guy. Once Carly got home that night, she found her youngest asleep. Her husband had told her he'd been sleeping most of the night. She checked on him and his fever was a bit high, so they decided he needed a bit of medication. Upon checking the medicine cabinet, they found out they were completely out of children's Advil. It had just hit 11 p.m., so they thought they were out of luck. They checked online and found the local Circle K in their area was listed as 24 hours. When they called, they found out that it just closed due to new deep cleaning procedures at the location. She asked if they knew anyone in the area that was open, as their youngest really needed some relief from his fever. The man on the phone told her if she came down, he would open up for her and her family to get the little guy his medicine. They rushed to the Circle K to buy it and pick it up. Upon arriving at the convenience store, the man handed them the children's Advil and refused payment. Candy is so thankful to this man for even just opening up when they were closed, but the fact that he gave her the medicine at no cost made her and her family so thankful. She said it restored a lot of her faith in society. Glad to hear someone put a smile on your face and your soul, Candy. All the best to you and hope your youngest is feeling better. For Roland's Good News File, brought to you by Royal LePage Don Hamilton Real Estate, I'm Roland Archer. If you know a person or an organization that you think should be featured on a future Good News File, all you have to do is visit our website at therancho100.com and look for Roland's Good News File.